Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequency. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are down in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of those here in the absolutely beautiful, but not quite where I hang my hat anymore, Bay Area, the call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. Now that I have my personal residence in some beautiful mountain areas surrounded by trees and a river, I find that it really comes across that we never realize how much stress we're living under until it's gone. Which kind of brings me to the topic that we're going to be talking about today, perspectives. That whether or not something is easy or hard or positive or negative or nurturing or painful really comes from the perspective of how we view it. So, let's say that I told you that you were going to go someplace and your clothing would be, you know, replaced with clothing that was consistent with everyone else, that you would be told what time to get up, what time to go to bed, your meals would be regulated, you would work, you would have opportunity and time to contemplate why you are there, and there may be days when you don't get fed at all. And everything would be based upon the structure that's given to you. So, some of you may be considering the fact that I have just suggested that you go to prison or some sort of other level of incarceration. It could be that, or it could be a tremendously effective or even sometimes expensive spiritual retreat where, you know, you're given maybe robes similar to, you know, the Franciscan monks or something, or, you know, maybe a Buddhist retreat. And you're eating vegetarian food, and maybe you're fasting, and you're given time to meditate on your life and your perspectives. So, depending upon what it is that you view is your relationship with a particular event or a particular person, that is going to mold whether or not it is a positive or negative experience. Now, I've moved about an hour away from my work, and everybody was saying how, you know, well, you're going to have a long commute, and for those of you who are, you know, commuters, and I mean, I'm not talking about those 15, 20 minutes, I'm talking an hour or better each way. You can look around in the other cars, and you can see what type of relationship those people have. Now, it's the exact same commute. Everybody is driving for an hour. Yet, if you look in some cars, you see people who are, you know, singing along to their radio, or, you know, they're listening to something, or they're very animated. Maybe they've got their Bluetooth in, which hopefully everybody's got their Bluetooth in. Nobody texting or putting on makeup or having breakfast or anything like that. When you're driving, you focus. And you have folks who are clenching the wheel with a death grip, who have this just totally irritated, tired look on their face, and you figure, okay, each of these people are experiencing the exact same thing. They're experiencing commuter traffic. The difference is, what is your relationship with it? How do you view it? How do you accept that reality into your life? And I, for one, don't mind it. I picked up some CDs to learn medical Spanish so I can sit and listen to that. And I have CDs that have my absolute favorite songs, and I can sit and listen to that. Or I can just look around, because part of the drive, you know, comes down off the mountain. And while it's very curvy and very windy, it is absolutely beautiful. So if I think to myself, every morning I get a good solid 20 minutes, that part of coming off the mountain, a good solid 20 minutes of absolute natural beauty. Not so bad. I can actually feel it kind of relaxing me. And if somebody comes up behind me who wants to travel a lot faster than I'm traveling, yeah, you know, I pull over into a turnout, they go back, you know, go past, flash their hazards, which I recently found out that if somebody pulled over and you move past, in order to show your gratitude, you flash your hazards a couple of times and then they flash their high beams. That was taught to me by my son, the truck driver. He said, yeah, Mom, you do that, and, you know, it's a great way of acknowledging. And I found that if I pulled over and I actually saw the little flash of the hazard lights, it was like, wow, that's kind of like a friendly wave. I'm being acknowledged. And that's very cool. So I truly find that that is a very calming, soothing time for me. And then once I get off the mountain, then, you know, I get onto the freeway, which, because I can adjust my work hours, I can be able to kind of be on either right at the tail end of the morning commute, or, you know, going back early for the evening commute, or maybe a little bit afterwards. But the issue is, if I'm driving the exact same route as everyone else, why is it there's some people who are upset? Why are they stressed? Why are they straining? Why are they trying to cut off one car, you know, just to get one car ahead, and they don't want to let anybody else in? And when I think about what they're putting themselves through, not just mentally and spiritually, but physically, you are going to wind yourself up, create that huge amount of stress over something you have absolutely no control over, other than choosing what time you leave. And if that's fairly consistent, you're stuck. Yet they take a situation and allow themselves to get really wound up over it. And, oh, by the way, that doesn't stop when you get out of the car. That carries on, and it goes into the office, and then it spreads. And then, you know, one angry word said to another person, then their morning is ruined. So look at the things that are happening in your life. Look at the light and shadow of it, because everything does have light and shadow. There may be an event that really has a lot of concern, a lot of hard stuff, and yeah, there's a lot of hard stuff out there. And for those of you who are going through it, know that, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you. And if we have an opportunity to just to explore the possibility that maybe if we calm down about it, it'll be a little bit gentler. It's when we set our mind in and just go into that place of, yeah, well, I'm going to resist this. I'm going to fight this tooth and nail. If it's something that has to happen, fighting it tooth and nail is not the way to deal with it. You just end up aggravating yourself. You aggravate the people around you, and it does not change the situation. Commuter traffic is not going to change just because you don't like it. People in your life who may irritate you are not going to change just because you don't like the way that they're being. If there's someone in your life who really just works your nerve for whatever reason, maybe every time you see them they complain constantly, maybe every time you see them they criticize, or whatever the story that is attached to them, viewing them in exactly the same way from that place of confrontation is not going to get you anywhere. It is not going to make them more agreeable. it is not going to make you less irritated by whatever it is that they're doing. So the idea of just accepting, you know what, that is the way they are. It's the way that they're going to remain. If you accept that you will never, ever, ever, ever change anyone, it takes a lot of the pressure off, because it doesn't mean, if you cannot change someone, that means that you can't do anything wrong regarding it. It means that you accept them, that they are who they are. Maybe they're an absolute jerk all the time, and yet, when you really need help, they may complain, but they're always there. Maybe this is the person that always remembers your birthday. Maybe it's the person that one time that you ran out of gas, they came out and helped you. Or maybe it's just the person who, even though they're irritating, they always find a way to make you laugh. So accept that they've got good side and bad side. You have a good side and a bad side. Being attached to how you feel that someone else should be is the same as getting upset in commuter traffic because the cars aren't moving. They're not going to until everybody's all ready to move. And being able to find peace with that, being able to find balance, find one good thing about being in that car on your own. Maybe you should make a CD of all of your absolutely favorite songs. Let's say your commute time is usually an hour. Have an hour-long CD. So you put it in as soon as you're leaving your house. And the entire time you're listening to those songs, maybe it was from back in the 60s or 70s. You can download anything on things like iTunes and all of that stuff. Find, old show, TV show jingles and remember what the shows were. Find, maybe it's the old Prairie Home Companion radio show. Something that makes you smile, something that makes you laugh, something that brings your spirit up. A CD of inspirational songs. Just be able to create a little oasis for yourself of what it is that makes you happy in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what's going on. We've all got that one song that when we listen to it, no matter what we're going through, we feel a little bit better. And you set those songs so that they go through the entire commute. So no matter what, when you get to work, you're finishing up one of your favorite songs. And you're relaxed. And it's gentle. I would probably avoid things like, political controversies that get you all fired up because then, you're clenching the wheel. Breathing, being able to relax. If there's nothing you can do to change a situation, then the job of changing belongs to you. Then it is your job to create that shift, to create that change, because the universe isn't going to hand it to you. It's not the universe's job to make your life easy. It would be nice if it did. And in some ways, I suppose in some ways it does, because it allows us opportunity. It allows us to learn. It allows us to grow, whatever your spiritual inclination is. That whatever force in the universe that you look to, whether it's the universe itself, God, Allah, Buddha, whatever, just accept that sometimes we learn best through being challenged. We learn through our pain because it reminds us how important it is that we make those good choices in our lives. And sometimes it's just about learning we can survive it. And it is not the universe's alignment, as far as I've found it, to just hand us things. Because a lot of times, you know, the stuff that just kind of gets handed to us, it's very easy to forget. When you've had to work for something, that stays with you. The accomplishment, the sense of growth, that ability to say, you know what, I didn't think I could do that, and I did. And when we have those opportunities, they're very, very important. They're very, very special. One of the things that people hold certain perspectives about is body image. And we're going to get, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I'm very much into the mind, spirit type of stuff that I talk about. We're going to talk about the body because we all have one. And pretty much my theory is none of ours will be what they were when we were in our teens. A lot of life happens between the teen years and middle-aged or wherever you're at. And we are where we are because that's how it went. It's not about making the body image that you have right now wrong. It's not about saying, you know, that you shouldn't strive. You know, if you want to lose weight, then there's no reason why you shouldn't. There's no reason why you, you know, shouldn't do whatever you can do within certain, you know, healthy limitations to get the body that you would be the most comfortable with. And it is really important to be realistic about what it is that you're trying to achieve. And it's really important that you be honest as to why. You don't have to justify it to anybody. And it's important for you to justify it to yourself, for you to be authentic to yourself. You know, well, yeah, you know, they say I should lose weight, but I really want to lose weight so I can feel better about myself. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's when it's taken to the point where we start turning a lot of negative energy onto ourselves. There was a point when I was, you know, right around 200 pounds. And I'm a little hobbit of a woman, so pretty much at that point I was about as wide as I was tall, which should have made me a perfect circle. I'm not sure how that worked. And when I had that body image, I felt very badly about myself. And I worked very hard, and I lost weight, and I got down to about 140 pounds. And yet, my perspective when I looked at myself was that I was still heavy. And people couldn't understand why I continued to wear oversized clothing. Because that was my pattern. The way that I lost the weight, I mean, you know, the losing the weight was not that much of an issue. The issue came when I had to accept that my perspective needed to change. No matter what, I still viewed myself as heavy. I still only saw the flaws that were there, that I had imprinted, you know, in my own mind about myself. And I ended up gaining weight back. I mean, I didn't go all the way back up, but I gained quite a bit back, about 40 pounds. And when I would think about it, I had to realize that I was fulfilling my own mental image of myself. I could not perceive myself at 140 pounds, but I could perceive myself at about 180. And did I want to be at 180 pounds? No. So now I'm working through, you know, taking it again more slowly, And the big difference was when I lost that weight, I really wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it to make someone else happy. And my friends, that does not work out well. That is not a good reason to do that. And that may have had something to do with the fact that, you know, I could not perceive myself with that weight loss because it really wasn't something I was doing for me. I was doing it for what someone else thought I should be. So now I have a different perspective of myself. I understand that, you know, I probably have about another 25 pounds that, you know, that I would like to lose. And I know that I need to be able to, one, do that for myself, do it in a way that is healthy and balanced, and most importantly, shift my perspective as I change physically. To really look and study myself. Because one of my things was is that I did not like looking at myself in a full-length mirror because I didn't like what I saw. So basically, I didn't really look at myself until I had lost the weight. So therefore, I didn't have anything to track all the way down. I had no relationship with myself at the lower size. And everything that I had in my mind of my self-image was looking at it from that point of view of being heavier. So when we think about the perspective that we place around something, whether it's good or bad, light or shadow, easy or hard, it depends on what energy we put into it, how we perceive that. On a physical level, it really does need to be a concerted, focused effort to really study ourselves at each aspect of that process, to explore each aspect, to see where we are during that process, and then to find balance with it. I got what I wanted. I had lost the weight that I wanted, and yet I was not happy. I did not perceive it from my perspective. I didn't look as good as I'd wanted to, and people telling me that I looked great only served to make that more distant for me. So, see where you are with something. If a situation is upsetting to you, figure out a way that you can maybe reframe it a little bit. Consider the possibility that maybe there's a way to make it gentler. Maybe there's a way to make the process more joyful as opposed to this is just what I have to get through to get to point B. You know, I'm at point A, I need to be at point B, and this is what I've got to muddle through in order to get there. You know, the real cool stuff is in the journey. And whether it's working to find balance with yourself physically, and it could be, you know, the opposite direction also. You know, someone who has a lot of difficulty in gaining weight and they always view themselves as slender, maybe they've got a really high metabolism, and to have people project onto you, oh, you should be so glad that, you know, that you're thin or that whatever. If you're not feeling it, then that does not help. It does not make you happy when somebody projects something on you that you don't feel is your truth. So get out there and make yourself a commuter CD. And you can, you know, I called mine cartoons, like C-A-R-T-U-N-E-S. And I put it in, and the commute goes like, you know, it just, and it actually is physically shorter. Because I'm not putting that aggravation energy into it. Things seem to flow. When it's flowing for me, it flows out there. Give it a shot. Reframe somebody who is upsetting you. That, you know what? They're not going to change, so I may as well just let it go. I don't choose to put energy into that. Decide where your energy goes, because it's your energy. You can put it any place you want, even in some place that aggravates you. That is your right. And maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's a gentler way. Maybe there's a way that even a bad commute can seem more fun. Maybe there's a way of allowing your perception of yourself to change as your body size changes, knowing that you are wonderful no matter what size you're at. It's just you choose to be either less or maybe more, but that's okay, that you embrace each and every moment of the change. It's important not to be so wrapped up in the destination that we forget how much we learn from the journey. And ultimately, your world is what you choose to make with it. None of us can control everything that happens. And for those that have that whole, you know, it's like, well, you manifest what it is that you, you know, you want or don't want. So whatever bad happens to is your fault. I don't go with that at all. If you do, blessings. And sometimes lousy things happen. And sometimes really cool things happen. Either one, we can't really control what comes into our lives. But what we do have control over is how we respond to it. Maybe you got to sit with it a little bit. Maybe you've got to be gentle with yourself. Maybe you've got to be gentle with the situation. You decide how much energy you put into it. And what I've decided for myself is the amount of energy I put in is directly proportionate to how much control I have. If it's a situation I can control a lot, yeah, I'm going to put a lot of energy into that. But if it's something I have no control over, I think I will just simply leave it to the universe to set up. I'll do whatever I can and then leave the rest. Because it's not for me to control. The commute and all those cars are not for me to control. What I can control is how I feel about being in a little metal box with wheels for an hour. It's the same commute as everyone else. But what I choose to do with it is completely up to me. So every morning, I have a beautiful commute. I've got an amazing commute. And I tell people that. Well, how's the commute? Great. Because that's how I choose to hold it. And that's what it becomes. So, thank you for joining me for another half an hour. And thank you for listening, and for those of you who listen in archives, it's always great to know that you're out there and listening in, roughly about 4,000 of you a month, which is very exciting. So, seize the day gently. Maybe instead of seize the day, how about hug the day? And remember that we have the control over ourselves. Anything else is up to the universe or whatever, however you perceive that. So if you'd like to learn more about me, you can find out more at www.the-healing-house.com. If you would like to send me out an email, you can email me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So, in the meantime, I wish you blessings. I wish you good times. I wish you lessons that are as gentle as they can possibly be and yet as wonderful as anyone can possibly imagine. I wish you a peaceful commute, or I just simply wish you peace in your life. We'll be back next week. So for Healing House Radio, This is Dr. Eileen. Take care. Bye-bye. Episode.